today is November 9th, 2001. Well, Jimmy Durante saying Merry Christmas to all folks. Our special guest DJ, my buddy Mr. Brad G is in the house for this
economic
46 days to Christmas. As I said, guys, this is dedicated to the speaker center and all the people that love to give gifts like I do. Well, my gift this week and next week is the countdown to Xmas. As Jimmy Durante saying, believe me, some people, please do not go shopping on Black Friday. There's a bunch of good sales, and me and Brad will not go shopping until Christmas, because I'm going to get a lot of new CDs and some good items that guys and girls would like to get. Okay. Here's Junior ready to say, not bah humbug, Merry Christmas. Sports update, me and him.
This is DJ Brad.
And he's
the real sports. Well, guess what? UNC is number one.
UNC,
probably to beat Duke. I hope. I'm praying UNCG beat them.
Oh yeah, and we have we lost a legend. We actually lost two legends: Andy Rooney, Joe Frazier, and the rapper. This song is dedicated to them, and it's also dedicated for my buddy Sanders and the speaker center, my buddy Evan, for giving me to see. It's Jingle Bells from the great Mr. Duke Ellington and his Big Band Orchestra. It makes you like this, people. There's Duke on his piano playing a little solo on a great classic song. Said, I love that song, and I do. So I'm going to let Brad introduce. Okay, who is the man in black? Johnny Cash. This is, of course, the son of Shuma. It's the little drummer boy. It was also featured in the movie Home Alone for Kim and all the people in New Jersey. And people in New Jersey, you better watch that, because I'm coming to town. But I don't know. Tell it.
Dan.
Here is Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
With his version, Johnny Cash was a great country singer. I recommend the CMAs Awards tonight with a tribute to Mr. Glenn Campo, which I love. So here's Johnny Cash with his version of the little drum boy.
And then I would say about Michael Jackson's family playing a song for
us. And he was there
Michael Jackson's
Michael
family.
Jackson, and for all the people that believe in having peace on earth. Here it is. The guitar. It's not Johnny and June at all.
How annoying.
This is to honor.
It's not Johnny and June. It's Johnny. What a good buzz. Johnny and June usually do that, but this is just Johnny and it's not, but I Johnny and June do it.
And after that, movies.
It's just so.
And then the rest.
Thank you.
song makes me feel like a little kid growing up. Alright, here is the weather report for me and Brad. Guys, you better watch out. There's some snow coming in New Jersey. Well, we have a beautiful day in this neighborhood. The weather.
Yeah.
What do you say about the weather? No snow in the forecast yet?
Yeah. No snow yet.
But it's about to come soon. Alright, this song is dedicated to Nick and the bike that speaks to the, also to Chris on the cab. Here is Let It Snow for the people in New Jersey. New Jersey, you better watch out, because New Jersey gets a lot of snow. Let's make it snow right now in Greensboro, North Carolina, which I wish it would.
Yeah.
As Sinatra sings this classic. Jazzy. Alright, I'm gonna let Brad next week, Christmas part 2 with some other spiders. Brad, I think we should dedicate the last song. And next week, he's back again with movie news. The last song is the one that was most recorded by everybody. I'm gonna dedicate the one to the troops. And who else, Brad? Who should we dedicate the last song to? Anybody in your mind? Maybe to family?
Yeah, my family, my mom, my dad.
My family, all the people that are in the troops, that cross the troops. And here is the most recorded Christmas song I can think of. Here's Bing Crosby telling us all this simple message, two words. I am dreaming of a white Christmas. Here he is, the great Bing Crosby.
And then I say my last part. This is G.J. Perez saying.
Next week.
And G.J. Jump saying. Have a good Christmas.
And have a good holiday. And
then, so, see ya later.
Should we do next week's one?
Hey, you can talk about next week.
Should we do that?
Should we do that next week?
I want to say about next week's show. See, stop it?
So, when...
Go ahead and talk about next week's
show. I'm going to play a hint.
Okay.
I think right now. What a good message. He's saying, it's really snowing, but I wish it would. Next week, the Canada After Christmas part two. This is going to be a three-parter. Here is a musical hint. Let's see if you can guess who is playing this great classic song. And it reminds us of GIFs. Yes. That's really, I don't want to give it. Okay, guys, watch the Extra Tonight, the CMT's on TV, and a preview of the Charlie Brother Christmas.
You know, watch tonight, because anybody will win this money.
$1 million. I'm in cow.
And everybody else who's on The Factor, watch it tonight.
Fox, and I thought, here is that. So I give a hint for this one? No. Oh, here is it. It's a 3-1-2. As I know it, I'm not gonna sing it because it's a song that makes me want to think of something. I can answer. Okay, something related to Christmas, as we know. But we gotta find out who that is.
So, see you later.
Alligators.
Yeah, Brad, J.J. Brad and is out of here.
Yes, we are out of here. Until the next week.
Week. And then, I want people, like...
Guys, please comment on your favorite Christmas song. We're going to have a Christmas memories when I was a little girl and couldn't get gifts. A lot of gifts. And a tribute to the Grinch next week, plus other surprises.
Yeah, call in.
This song is played on card memories. Christmas.
I say, call in. You want to hear your favorite Christmas
Justin
song.
Justin Bieber.
No,
that's it. I think he's stuck.
Yeah.
He's gonna play the whole thing.